And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferler Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos coming off of a loss the other day to Dort College on the road, as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, the loss on the road to Dort on Saturday, plenty of chances for us to win that ballgame.
Well, I thought that was just a big stretch. I think it was either a 15-1 or 16-2 run to start the second half for Dort. And it was just, you know, just too much to overcome. You know, we have an opportunity to in the last minute of the game to win it, and they have a big possession where they hit a three, and the kids are only three of the day, and we come down and miss a pretty good shot, you know, a layup opportunity to tie it. So you can't fault our kids' effort. I thought they competed very hard, but we just came up a little bit short, and again, we kind of keep that streak of, you know, top 15 opponents or better. We're struggling with those teams right now, but we've got a good opportunity to get back on track here tonight and finish things with three out of the next four at home. So I think our kids are excited to get back home and play against Nebraska Wesleyan in front of our home crowd.
This is a stretch that is built into your schedule nicely for you as you battle for the one of the top four spots in the conference race. So you got three games here at home against really teams that are below us in the standings.
Well, yeah, we can really make some, you know, pretty good headway for ourselves if we just take care of business and not look ahead. And you know, as much as you say don't look ahead, I think it's always in your kids' minds, and I think you've got to address your goals and, you know, what your team has, you know, put on paper at the beginning of the year, and that was to make the national tournament. So that's something we always keep in the conversation, but we also understand that to do that, we've got to take care of the task at hand, and that starts with Nebraska Wesleyan tonight.
It's still good. Here we are now in the month of February, and you still got your goals in mind to play for the national tournament. At least you have something to play for as we head to the final four games here.
Yeah, we do. You know, and I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, our kids set some, at the time, especially, you know, after losing Tobin, some pretty lofty goals. But, you know, I think they're a little bit better at assessing. You know, they wanted a 20-plus win season. That goal's still intact. Unfortunately, a couple of, you know, not to get swept by any GPAC opponent, a couple of those have been out the window with Northwestern and Dort. But, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of taking care of business. And, you know, I think our kids are very aware of how delicate, you know, winning and losing is in this league, because you see situations, you know, the bottom team in our league, Mount Marty, or just second to the bottom, and has beat Dort and Northwestern. So nothing is ever out of the context of any possibility in this game. It's just a crazy game, and it's played by imperfect people and officiated by imperfect people and coached by imperfect people. So there's going to be mistakes to be made, and we've got to make sure we've got fewer than our opponent, and we've got to capitalize on those mistakes our opponents do make.
Have you had a chance the past couple of weeks maybe just kind of sit back and think about your team's goals that you wrote down back in the
No, I mean, you know, to look back and think of what we lost and, you know, just how our schedule, you know, how it was made up. Kearney twice on the road with two to start NAI Division I folks. And, you know, I knew how tough our conference is going to be. You think you're going to sweep Briarcliff? No. You think you're going to sweep Midland? Maybe not. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of things that our kids put out in front of themselves and have really held up under that their own pressure, I guess you would say, very well.
Play Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Last five meetings in the last 3 years have come down to 9 points or less. You expect more of the same tonight?
Absolutely. You know, there's nothing indicating just off previous history that is going to be anything different. And Nebraska Wesleyan, you know, they just grind it out. They make you compete in every single possession, and they're going to really challenge you on the defensive end. And offensively, they're going to be very methodical, and they're going to be very well thought out, very well planned in their execution of what they want to do. So, you know, the thing that we've tried to impress upon our kids is we've got to be aggressive. We've got to not just throw the ball around, but we've got to take a few chances offensively. We've really got to push the tempo. We've really got to, what I say, crack the egg. We've got to get inside the three-point line with penetration. We've got to get post feeds. Our bigs have got to respond better than they have the past few games, get their shoulders to the rim. We've got to get to the foul line as many times as possible, and we've really got to try on the defensive end to speed up the tempo, because Wesleyan's going to want to play this at 60 points, and that's just not where we're at our best.
That's going to be kind of tough, isn't it? We've been playing the teams that like to play the games in the 70s, 80s, the Dorts, the Northwesterns here the past couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, we have to shift gears, so to speak, and play down in the 60s if that's what Nebraska Wesleyan wants to do.
Well, that's what I've tried to tell our kids is I don't think we do. You know, we got to kind of continue to to really push the basketball. I mean, in transition, we've really got to, you know, drive it in, and it's going to maybe at times look out of control, because that's probably what it will be, is a little bit out of control, because we just have to get Nebraska Wesleyan on their heels a little bit, and that's just not easy to do. Defensively, we're going to see a multitude of looks. You're going to see some zone. You'll see full court pressure. You'll see man. You'll see switching four ways. Anything we can do to keep our kids sharp, and typically our kids have responded when we've changed defenses, because it forces focus. And you know, we've done a better job of that, I think, and you know, just keeping teams guessing a little bit more and keeping them burning the shot clock a little bit to where we can create a few more possessions for ourselves.
We see a little bit more of that tonight, switching to the defense and what we have seen in the past couple weeks.
I think so. Again, just to keep them off balance. If they get in rhythm and they start running their stuff and they really get comfortable, you know, they run so many screens that it wears your guys out at the end of the game. You know, they don't have legs to make shots, to make free throws. So, you know, we've got to try and keep the pressure off some of our better defenders. And typically your better defenders aren't your best offensive players, but that seems to be the case in our situation this year. So, you know, anytime we can take Brady Lohmann out of a scenario where he's not defending three staggered screens in the same possession, that's a bonus for us.
Typically with these teams, there's not a whole lot of possessions. They got to make each and every possession count. You guys try to probably make more possessions out of the game, try to create some more possessions.
Yeah, we've got to get deflections. We can't lose the war on the floor as far as getting loose balls. We can't, you know, we can't lose at the foul line. That was really the thing that gave us an opportunity the first time against Wesleyan, when I think we only won by six, is we forced them into 19 turnovers, and we shot 85% from the free throw line. So that was really, you know, we shot 36% as a team from the field. So it was an ugly game. It was really hard to watch the second time here getting ready. So, you know, there's some things that we're definitely going to have to execute and be a little bit better at, but we really, really have to attack the paint.
Are you doing the same sort of things that they did clear back in December?
Yeah, they're doing the same things they did clear back in 1985, I think. You know, when Coach Schmutty was coaching them there, they're going to grind you out. They're going to play very physical. They're going to be very methodical in their offensive possessions. They're going to do a very good job of execution, and they're very well coached. There's no doubt about that. It's hard for teams like us to really get out and push the tempo on a team like Nebraska Wesleyan.
We're a little bit of a different team than we were back in December, are we?
Oh, much so. You know, I as we go back and kind of – I watch a lot of our, you know, first time that we played teams, and Coach Rader and Coach Slough do a lot of the scouting from other opponents, you know, and I like to see with things that worked against us or for us and against them and those kinds of scenarios, Mike. And the biggest thing, you know, we were just real slow and methodical, and part of it, again, is what Wesleyan does to you. But we're a much more open, a much more free team. I think there's better role identification. I think we have a better post emphasis now than we did in the beginning of the year. I think Brady Lohmann is much more aggressive and much more secure in his role. I think Dane Bacon's doing a great job of getting himself off the arc, which he was still pretty much a dead three at that point. Alex Thayer's improved tremendously. Brett Wells, Zach Lena have all kind of come into their roles and understanding what they need to get done. They don't pick the ball quite as much. They're better in transition than we were. Those guys are than we were early on in the year. So there's a lot of things that we've really gotten a lot better at.
A couple of guys for Wesleyan will have to stop here tonight. Eric Jackson, Trevor Johnson, a couple of guys averaging in double figures.
Yeah, and those are, you know, two extremely different matchups. Eric Johnson's a kid that's going to come off a ton of screens and shoot the ball, and he's got a green light. And you know, probably of any player in the last 4 or 5 years at Nebraska Wesleyan, he's got about as green of a light as you can have in that offensive system. The Johnson kid's just a bull. You know, he's about 6'4", wiry, strong, does a very good job around the rim, uses his shoulders very well to create space because he's a little bit undersized, plays extremely hard on both ends. You know, a kid that almost on the offensive end plays so hard you almost have to foul him to keep him under control, and that's kind of what's been our Achilles heel here these last few games, is keeping our bigs out of foul trouble. So that's going to be another very important matchup for us tonight.
There's a blue-collar team in the GPAC. This is probably it, isn't it? Not a real flashy team.
No, there's not going to be anything that's going to catch your eye and say, wow, that's, you know, from a spectator standpoint. But again, you know, you've got to respect the effort in which they put forth. You've got to respect how disciplined they are in their regimen offensively and defensively. And they just don't allow easy shots. They don't allow easy opportunities to win the thing at the rim. Everything is going to be a dogfight getting to the rim, and you know, that you're going to get fouled, and then you're going to get fouled at times pretty hard. So you're going to have to step up there a little bit banged up and make free throws.
One thing you got to be a little bit concerned as a coach, this team doesn't have a whole lot to play for. Their chances of making the GPAC tournament are slim to none. So you never can tell how they're going to enter a game like this. Isn't that right?
I totally agree. And that's the one thing I cautioned our team with here this afternoon is, you know, these guys, yeah, like you said, they're out of the Division III mix because they declared NAI. They don't have a lot to play for. You know, it'd be an act of God for them to get into our conference tournament format. I think the biggest thing, too, is, you know, just even when they do have an opportunity, they're so darn competitive. And again, that to me goes back to their respect and how hard they play for Coach Shuknick. He does a tremendous job of keeping these guys very motivated because they're behind the eight ball when they start the season, being a Division III school in our league, and how he gets them to compete throughout the course of the year. You know, and very little opportunity to make a national setting just because of their format scholarship wise. He does a tremendous job, and these guys have always really been there at the end of the year.
Okay, Clay.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex, as we get set for the men's game here tonight between Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves coming in, a record of 10 wins and 12 losses on the season. Nebraska Wesleyan is 5-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is sitting at 18-8 overall. They're 9-7 in the conference. The Broncos are coming off of that loss on Saturday to Dort College over in Sioux Center by the score of 79-76. Nebraska Wesleyan is coming off of a loss on Saturday to Morningside, losing by the score of 72-61. Before that, the Prairie Wolves had won a couple of ball games in the conference, knocking out Mount Marty 57-38 and winning over Concordia 77-67. Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be a team that slows things down here tonight. They're going to grind it out against the Broncos. It's a team that is next to the last in offensive production. They're averaging 66.2 points per ball game on offense, but they're giving up only 66.2 points per ball game on defense, which is number one in the conference. So Hastings College, as you heard Coach Lance Creech talk about, they're going to try to find ways to create possessions in the ball game to turn up the tempo a little bit today. They want Wesleyan to get out and run. That's going to be easier said than done. Hastings and Wesleyan played back in December, and the Broncos were able to scratch out a 64-58 win over Nebraska Wesleyan. These two teams have been playing for a long, long time. In fact, this is meeting number 196 between the two teams. This is a series that got started way back in the 1910-1911 season. Hastings holds an advantage in the series of 104-91. And the Broncos winning the first ball game this year, 64-58 in Lincoln. Northwestern, rather Nebraska Wesleyan, has won three out of the last five games, though, after Hastings won 10 straight, dating back to the 2004-2005 season. Last five meetings over the past 3 years have all been decided by 9 points or less. So see what happens here tonight. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Other games going on in the conference tonight. On the men's side, Briar Cliff is playing at Concordia. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan playing at Dort. Doan is at Midland. Mount Marty at Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan here against Hastings. The Broncos still have a chance to finish in the top four of the conference, which would give them home court advantage in the opening round
of the GPAC postseason tournament coming up later on this month. Northwestern currently sits on top of the conference at 13-3. They've got a two-game lead over Dort. They're at 12-5. Doan is at 11-5. Midland at 10-7. They've got Briarcliff and Hastings tied for fifth place as action gets underway tonight. They're at 9-7. Dakota Wesleyan right behind at 8-8. Morningside, the last qualifier right now at 8-9. And Nebraska Wesleyan is down there at 5 wins and 12 losses. They would basically have to win out the rest of their ball games and then get some help from some of the other teams in the GPAC to qualify for the postseason tournament. So Wesleyan, not a whole lot to play for, but pride here as they finish off the 2012-2013 season. That's the way the ball game shapes up here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings College. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Nebraska Wesleyan will go with Trevor Johnson, a 6'5" junior out of Lincoln, who's averaging 9.8 points per ball game. Johan Bradley is a 6 foot junior out of Norfolk. He is averaging 9.3 points per ball game. Also, Byron Thompson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Centennial, Colorado, averaging 4.4 points per contest. Eric Jackson, 6'2", a junior out of Lincoln. Jackson averaging 13 points per ball game, and Tim Schweitzer, a 6'8" junior out of Bedford, Iowa, he is averaging 8.9 points per ball game. For Hastings College here tonight, Carson Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 4.9 points, 1.7 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4", a sophomore out of Elba, averaging 6 points, 4.6 rebounds per game. Brady Woolman, 6'2", a junior out of Norfolk, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, 6'2", a senior out of Kearney, averaging 14 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" junior out of Lincoln, Flynn averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Women's college basketball tonight, Briarcliff is upset fourth-ranked Concordia tonight, 89-80. That game is now final. Dort over Dakota Wesleyan, 60-59. Northwestern tonight rolled past Mount Marty, 80-54. Hastings College over Nebraska Wesleyan, 67-40. Nothing in yet on Doan and Midland from Fremont. Ready to go. Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan and men's college basketball action here tonight. Schweitzer will tip things off for Wesleyan. Into the center circle will be Flynn for Hastings College, and the ball is in the air, and the tip controlled by Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves will shoot to our basket to our right, driving the ball down the right side of the lane. It's going to be Thompson comes back out here, and the ball is going to be kicked by the Broncos, and Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Nope, it's going to be off of Wesleyan. It'll be out of bounds. The Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt just underway. The Prairie Wolves and the Broncos here tonight. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white, trimmed in the letter of the crimson. Wesleyan dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed in the letter of the gold. On the wing on the right side, Carson Bloom gets it out to Woolman, top of the key. Comes over here to the near sideline. Dane Bacon has got it. High post to Flynn. Dumps it down low. The ball's going to be deflected. Picked up by Flynn. Down in the corner to Bacon. Bacon trying to drive the baseline. Bounce pass back out to Flynn. Out here in 3-point territory to Carson Bloom, to Bacon, inside to Flynn, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn gets the Broncos on the scoreboard. 2-0 is the score. We're 45 seconds into the ball game here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena as Dylan Flynn gets the first field goal of the ball game for Hastings College. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Eric Jackson gets it out to Schweitzer. Schweitzer down to Thompson on the far sideline. Picked up there by Bloom. And again, the ball is kicked here by Carson as it goes out of bounds here underneath the basket. It'll be Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline right side underneath the old hole. 19:01 to play in the first half. Just underway. Hastings 2, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing. After Hastings won the women's ball game tonight, 67-40. Here's Schweitzer with the ball with his back to the basket on the little block left side. Comes back out into 3-point territory. That's Bradley with the ball. Bradley comes over here to Thompson behind the screen. Thompson falls down with it. Now a traveling violation. Thompson came around the screen and fell down with it out here in 3-point territory. Turnover to Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has got the ball. 2-0 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Here's a Carson Bloom with it now. Carson Bloom on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes to Dylan Flynn under the hole. Here's Brent Wells with his back to the basket. A pass to Bloom and his shot's up and in. Carson Bloom scores on a nice pass by Brent Wells who had his back to the basket. He found Bloom who lays it in there. Carson Bloom with his first field goal of the ball game. 4-0 is the score. Hastings has the lead. Here's Trevor Johnson. Gets it into Schweitzer. Over on the left side, down to Thompson. Moves it down to the baseline. Dribbling the ball down there is Eric Jackson. Brings it out into 3-point territory. Down to Johnson who drops it down low. The ball is going to be ripped out of there. Now jump ball is called. Flynn and also Byron Thompson fighting for the loose ball down there. A jump ball is called. And the possession arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. And Wesleyan turns it over for the second time here in the ball game. Here comes Trey Bardsley into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a 5'10" freshman out of Beatrice. Into the contest. Hastings with a 4-0 lead. Broncos have the ball. We played 2 minutes here in this one. Woolman comes across the top to Carson Bloom. Now to Dane Bacon. Carson at the top of the key. Feeds it inside to Flynn. He goes for the basket. And shot good. Dylan Flynn with a couple of field goals in the ball game. And now Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Hastings has scored their first 6 points in the basketball game. 17 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 6 and the Prairie Wolves nothing.
Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the other game in the women's side of things, it was Midland today knocking off Doan by a score of 75-73. The Tigers of Doan still winless in the conference this season. 6-0 is the score here. The Hastings College men out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan. They're at the Osborne Sports Complex, and Hastings now will switch to a zone defense here. Here's a Barnsley with the ball. The Broncos have Beatrice dribbling with it. Comes over here to the near side to Bradley. Bounce pass inside is going to be right through the fingertips of Schweitzer out of bounds. Turnover number 3 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings out on top by a score of 6-0, and the Broncos will have the ball back here. 17 minutes and 24 seconds to play. In the first half, the Broncos getting 4 points from Flynn, 2 points from Carson Bloom. They've got the lead. Woolman out here at the top of the key. Woolman comes over here to Carson Bloom. Lobs it inside again to Dylan Flynn with his back to the basket. Scores around, now spins against Schweitzer. Puts up a shot left-handed and scores. Nice move to the basket there by Dylan Flynn. He's off to a great start. 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings out to an 8-0 advantage here over Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley comes over here to the near sideline. Jump pass goes to the far side. Trevor Johnson, as the Broncos are applying pressure back here in backcourt. Barnsley with the ball to the far sideline. Three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Eric Jackson. Jackson is a 37% three-point shooter there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He hits one to give the Prairie Wolves an 8-3 disadvantage so far here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back the other way. That's a Bacon with the ball to Lohman inside to Flynn, who tries to shovel the ball back to Lohman, and the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds there by Jackson. That's going to be Hastings playing it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos are looking for their 19th win of the season, here tonight. They're currently sitting at 18-8. So in hopes of advancing in the postseason here. There's a pass in. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Bacon out of bounds. As Bloom trying to get the ball inbounded there. The Broncos turn it away. That's the first turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Wesleyan will play things in to the far sideline. It's through the fingertips there of Eric Jackson. It's saved on the far sideline. Lohman gets it down to Wells. Back out to Lohman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Flynn. Follow shot good. Dylan Flynn picks up the traction in the lane and scores. And Wesleyan wants to call it another timeout as the Broncos have put a 10 spot on Nebraska Wesleyan in the first 3 minutes and 45 seconds of the ballgame. We will take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Nebraska Wesleyan 3.
From low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings has hit five out of their first six shots here in this ballgame. Hastings out on top over Nebraska Wesleyan 10-3. Dylan Flynn, 8 points right off the bat here for the Broncos. Carson Bloom got the other two. And Hastings with a 10-3 advantage. They've already forced five Nebraska Wesleyan turnovers here in the first couple of minutes in this basketball game. Wesleyan so far with only one shot taken offensively. That was the three-pointer thrown up. A couple of possessions to go by Eric Jackson. Hastings is off to a great start. 10-3 is the score. The Broncos have the lead with 16 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first half. And these two teams played back in December, and Hastings beat Nebraska Wesleyan and Lincoln by a score of 64-58. Hastings applying pressure back here. Flynn gets his hands on the ball, but right back into the hands of Bradley down the near sideline. Now the ball's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. Schweitzer here at the 10-second line, and it's going to be a jump ball here as Carson Bloom is down there to fight for that loose ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will play things in here on the near sideline. Eric Jackson will play things in for Nebraska Wesleyan. And their offensive zone here just to the right of the 10-second line. Eric Jackson will play things in for Nebraska Wesleyan. Waiting for the ball. Now he's got it as he gets it in there to Barnsley out here in three-point territory. Hastings back to their man-to-man defense. There's a pass to the high post. Now shooting for the basket. A shot is up there by Bradley. It's going to be blocked from behind, and a foul is called. Sliding down the right side of the lane. They got the ball to Bradley, and his shot was blocked out of bounds there. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Bradley looks to get it in. He does. That's it. Johnson with the ball. The shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Picked up by Johnson. Johnson down to the little block right side. Bounce pass down in the corner to Bradley. Bradley sends it out on top of Schweitzer. Schweitzer sends it down low to Johnson. Johnson working against Flynn. His shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson banks one in off of the glass. He's got 2 points in the ball game. 10-5 is the score now. Hastings out on top. 5 points in the ball game. Here's Carson Bloom. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it inside again to Dylan Flynn, and it's intercepted there by Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a long two-pointer put up from the right side by Bradley. It's going to be up and in. So Wesleyan has come back. It's 10-7. Here's Wells at the other end. His shot's no good, but he's fouling the play. So the Prairie Wolves have come back to score 4 straight points. Here's a personal foul going to be called on Bradley. That's going to be his first. So Johan Bradley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one in the Prairie Wolves here in the ball game. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. Wells, a 70% foul shooter on the season for Hastings. The Broncos are now back up to third in the conference in free throw percentage. They've done a much better job than the line the past couple of weeks. Now hitting 72% as a team. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the right side. Brent Wells misses one. They'll have one more shot here. Here comes Alex Thayer into the ball game. Jake Hamburger comes in. Jake Marvin comes into the contest as well for head coach Lance Creech. 15 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 10-7. Here's the next shot. It is up there. It is good. So Wells hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 11-7. Broncos again applying some pressure here in backcourt. With the basketball there is going to be Trent Seidel, who's got the ball. Seidel here in backcourt. He just checks back in there. Hands it away to Wesley as they come down the near sideline. And now stepping out of bounds here on the near side is going to be Andrew Metis. Metis, the sophomore out of Plattsmouth, just checked in there as well. And he is hit with a traveling violation, trying to bring the ball into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Six turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. That's a Jake Marvin. Goes to Hamburger. Hamburger picks it up. Goes out to Jake for three. Shot good. Jake Marvin hits a long-range jumper. 14-7 is the score. There's a Gieselman with the ball now. Travis Gieselman. Bounce pass across the 10-second line to Barnsley. And Hastings attacking defensively all over the place. Now no foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Hamburger on the far sideline. Jake Hamburger picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one in the Broncos. Here comes Zach Lean into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Brent Wells. 14-7 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead earlier in this one. 14 minutes and 37 seconds to play. Barnsley with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Picked up there by Alex Thayer. Bounce pass over here to Scheidel. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Wesleyan out here. That's going to be Sice Karami, who's into the ball game now for Wesleyan. Over on the left wing is going to be Barnsley. Down to Scheidel. His shot off the baseline is up and in. Trent Scheidel scoring there for Wesleyan. That's going to be his first field goal in the ball game. 14-9 is the score. Broncos down with a 5-point lead. Here's Thayer to Zach Lena at the elbow. Drives it toward the goal. Contact made. No foul called. And Zach puts it up there and scores. Zach Lena scores. Hastings out on top now by a score of 16-9 here in the ball game. And here's a pass that can be thrown out of bounds. Trey Barnsley down the far sideline, trying to work against the Hastings College pressure. Throws the ball to the near side, nobody home, and Wesleyan turns the ball away for the seventh time here in the first half. Here comes Schweitzer back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Slice Karamy. 16-9 is the score. Hastings College with a 7-point lead, 13:48 to play here in the first half. Dane Bacon with the ball, not a Hamburger. Brings her back to Dane. Dribble penetration. Jump pass back outside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Barnsley coming back the other way. Barnsley down the right sideline, down in the corner. There's an entry pass inside to Schweitzer. Down to the left side to Minnis as he drives the ball in the hole. And shot is up there. There's no getting. The foul is called. So Andrew Minnis takes the ball in the hole there for Nebraska Wesleyan. And a personal foul is going to be called on Bacon. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. That's going to send Andrew Minnis to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's an 81% foul shooter on the season as he throws it up there and the shot is off the brim. No good. Wesleyan is a team hitting 60% of their free throw tosses. That is next to the last place spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 16-9. The Broncos have the early lead. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Andrew Minnis hit. Quickly goes to the basket. Shot is up there. Good. Jake Hamburger wastes no time to get down the floor there. Takes it into the lane and scores. And a little scoop shot. That's going to be his first field goal of the ball game. 18-10 is the score. Hastings with the advantage. Eric Jackson with it. Now to Schweitzer out here in 3-point territory to Minnis. Minnis holds it here against Woolman. Comes to the near sideline. That's a Scheidel with the ball to the elbow. Schweitzer. Schweitzer holds on to it here. Has to get rid of it. He does. Barnsley has got it. Trey Barnsley, bounce pass down, loads right through the fingertips of Schweitzer out of bounds. Schweitzer thought maybe Hastings deflected the ball in the way there with Zach Lena. That was not the case. A turnover there on Nebraska Wesleyan. They're eighth of the ball game. 18-10 is the score. The Broncos out to an 8-point lead. Men's College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Alex Thayer goes to Marvin. Backdoor cut to Hamburger. Shot good. Marvin gets the assist. Jake Hamburger gets the field goal. And now we got another timeout from Nebraska Wesleyan. Boy, they're burning those there in the first half. This is their third one. They've taken in the first 7.5 minutes of the ballgame. 12 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Hastings has built a 10-point lead. It's the Broncos 20, Nebraska Wesleyan 10.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. So the Broncos scoring the first 8 points in the basketball game tonight. They've got their first double-digit lead now at 10 points with 12 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first half. It's 20-10 in favor of Hastings. Dylan Flynn off to a great start. He's got 8 points for Hastings College so far in the basketball game. Hastings sitting at 18-8 in the season. They're 9-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, trying to keep their hopes for a home game in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament alive here. Hastings with four games yet to go, 3-1-3 after this one, and two more conference games at home here during this little stretch to end the season, the regular season for the Broncos. Hastings applying some pressure now in backcourt. That's Seidel with the ball on the far side. Seidel picks up his dribble, gets it to Schweitzer, and only 10-second violation on Nebraska. Westland, as they trying to bring the ball up against the Hastings College pressure, a 10-second backcourt violation on the Prairie Wolves. 9 turnovers on Nebraska. Westland now in the ball game. Hastings will have a chance to add to their lead. Broncos with a 10-point advantage right now at 20-10. There it comes over here to Woolman. Dribbles inside the ring, gets it back out here to Marvin. Dribbles the ball in the lane. The ball's going to be poked away, but it's picked up there by Lena. Lena on the right side of the lane. Gets it out here to Jake Marvin. Out of there. Left side, Woolman has got it on the wing. Woolman penetrates, spins at the elbow. Nice move to the basket. Shot good. Brady Woolman, fantastic play there as he spun right at the elbow. Left side of the lane and makes the move to the basket and scores. 22-10 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Shinel with the ball. Comes out to Bradley in three-point territory. To Shinel here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes to Schweitzer. Top of the three-point arc. Down in the corner. The ball tipped away by Hamburger out of bounds. It's going to be Wesley playing it in. Here on the near sideline, 11 minutes and 53 seconds to play. In the first half, Hastings has built a 12-point lead, 22-10. There's Eric Jackson playing the ball in now to Barnsley out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Alex there on the high post is Schweitzer. Schweitzer picked up by Marvin. Schweitzer dribbling with the ball, powering his way toward the goal. Ball tipped away. It is loose and is picked up by Woolman of Hastings. 10 turnovers now on Nebraska Westland. Here's Hamburger, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Bradley. Bradley runs her back the other way. Hamburger goes for the steal. Can't get to it. Barnsley now to Scheidel here on the right side. Down to Schweitzer on the baseline. Tries to shovel the pass inside. A foul is going to be called. They got the pass away to Bradley, and he's going to be hit on the play there by Hamburger of Hastings. So Jake Hamburger picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the first half. This will be a shooting situation. Going to the free throw line will be a Bradley here for Nebraska Wesleyan. The shot is up there. It's good. Bradley, an 84% foul shooter. Johan Bradley getting the field goal to go down there for Wesleyan. He's an 84% foul shooter on the season for Nebraska Wesleyan. 22-11 is the score. Bradley will have one more. The shot is up there. It's good. So it's a couple of free throws. 22-12 now. Hastings College with the ball. Back in their offensive zone. Loman gets it into Flynn. Flynn spins one way, then the other toward the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Goes out to Loman on the wing. Randy Loman dribbling to the right side of the floor. Gives it away now to Bacon. Bacon brings it back to the left side. Bounce pass comes over here to Thayer. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Schweitzer as they try to get the ball inside again to Dylan Flynn. Schweitzer got the interception. Third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's Wesley with the ball. They feed it inside, spinning down there on the low block as Johnson. His shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson scoring there. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. 22-14. Hastings with the lead. Third back quickly with the ball. Comes out to Loman in 3 points territory. Loman around the screen from Flynn. At the elbow, shot good. Brady Loman hits one for the right elbow. This time he's got 4 points in the ballgame. The Broncos have a 10-point lead. 24-14. There's Byron Thompson who's back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan in the lane. Johnson out of Thompson here on the near sideline. Thompson takes it into the paint. Goes inside the free throw circle. The Schweitzer shot is up and in. Tim Schweitzer hits his first field goal of the ball game for Wesleyan. 24-16, the Broncos with the lead. Dane Bacon with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Brent Wells, the Loman. Loman on the right sideline. Spins right at the top of the three-point arc. Sends it out to Thayer, top of the key. Alex Thayer over to Wells, down in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Brady Loman. Bounce pass goes back inside to Wells. The shot is up there and in. Brent Wells gets the field goal and a Brady Loman assist. The first field goal of the ball game for Brent Wells, and Hastings again with a 10-point lead at 26-16. Here's a Trevor Johnson with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. A double team over here on Bradley. Pass out on top. It's going to be deflected. The scramble is on. It is picked up by Trevor Johnson. Back inside to Schweitzer. Shot no good, but he's fouled into play. Schweitzer got the pass, and he is fouled into play here. And he'll go to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan to shoot two. The foul is going to go on there. That's going to be his first. So Tim Schweitzer goes to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's a big old boy. 6'8", a junior out of Bedford, Iowa. Averaging 8.9 points per ball game, and his shot is up there is good. That's his first free throw tonight. He's got 3 points in this ball game. He's just a 47% foul shooter in the season. Carson Bloom into the ball game now for Hastings, as Thayer will come to the bench. Here comes the next shot by Schweitzer. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells down the far sideline to Bloom. Gets the ball ahead. That's Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman dribbles the ball into the paint, running one-hander in there. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson down the right sideline for Nebraska Wesleyan. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Stomps inside the free throw circle to Schweitzer. Left wing down to Jackson. Feeds it inside. Down there is going to be Beardsley. His shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rather, that was Johnson. Trevor Johnson with a shot taken there. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball goes up over the glass out of play. It'll be Wesleyan playing it in. 8 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 26-17. Broncos won the women's game earlier tonight 67-40 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Here's Schweitzer, the ball again going to be tipped away. It is loose. It's going to come to the near sideline out of bounds, and they give the ball to Wesleyan. Last step there by Hastings as the Broncos had the pressure on in backcourt. 8:51 remaining here in the first half. It'll be Eric Jackson playing it in here on the near sideline. Jackson gets it into Thompson out here in three-point territory, and Thompson will back her back out near the 10-second line. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Byron Thompson working with the ball now to Bradley. Bradley matched up with Bacon. There's Schweitzer, top of the circle, moves it over here to Trevor Johnson. Johnson down to elbow to Jackson, who shots up and in. Eric Jackson scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Wesleyan back to within seven, 26-19. Here's Wells spinning right side of the lane. Can't go up to the shot. Goes out to Flynn. Flynn out of Lohman around the screen from Flynn. Lohman gets away again. His shot is up there from 15. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Eric Jackson. Jackson down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Flynn. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Carson Bloom. Bloom right-handed dribble. Flips the ball away to Lohman. Free throw line jumper is up there. Good. Brady Lohman now with 6 points in the ball game, 28-19. Hastings challenge with a 9-point advantage now with 7:50 to play here in the first half. Here comes Wesleyan back with the ball. Thompson down the left sideline. Traveling violation. Runs into the Bronco pressure, and a traveling violation is called there on Byron Thompson. 11 turnovers in the ball game already on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings shooting 12 out of 17 from the field so far for 70%. Nebraska Wesleyan 7 out of 8 from the field. Just have not had too many shot attempts here in this one. Hastings with the ball again at a 9-point lead, 28-19. Zach Lina has got it. Zach Lina dribbling right to left across the top of the three-point arc. There's an attempted handoff to Lohman. The ball is going to be taken away, driving the other way. A shot by Jackson, no good. Tip tries up and in by Bradley. Hastings turns the ball away. It results in a field goal at the other end, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings College, with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 28, Nebraska Wesleyan 21.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Rocco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. So Lance Creech calling the timeout, and he was not very happy with the recent events out there for the Broncos. They've turned the ball over a couple of times, getting careless with the ball. And Lance Leonard's team know about it down there. 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play. They're in the first half. Hastings College has a 7-point lead here at 28 to 21. So 7:25 to play. Wesleyan trying to get back into the ball game here. Hastings College will have the ball back following their timeout here. And bringing the ball back for Hastings College will be Carson Bloom to the right sideline. Carson Bloom being attacked out there. That's going to be a Thompson right at his grill defensively. There's a Jake Marvin down on the baseline. Works against Schweitzer. Puts up a shot. It's going to be knocked down by Schweitzer. And the ball's going to be picked up here by Minnis. Minnis gets into the hands now of Byron Thompson in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bounce pass down low. There's a shot taken by Johnson. It's no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes out of Zach Lena. Woman at the other end in the lane. Stops. And now we got a foul is going to be called. Woman comes to a screeching halt just to the left side of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Byron Thompson. That's going to be his first. But Byron Thompson picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves. Hastings will play things in. Marvin, not a Lohman. Lohman, his little 10-footer is up there, no good. Lohman gets the rebound down in the corner, saves it to Marvin. Marvin comes out on top to Dane Bacon. Bounce pass is going to be saved by Bloom from going out of bounds. Now to Marvin. Back out to Dane Bacon, top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to send Dane Bacon to the free throw line. The foul goes on Andrew Minnis. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves. Dane Bacon to the free throw line, an 80% foul shooter of the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. And Hastings is a team hitting 72% from the foul line this season. So Dane Bacon, the product out of Kearney, Nebraska, 6'2" senior, throws up the shot. His next one is going to be good. That gives Hastings a 9-point or 8-point advantage. It should be 29-21. Here's Trevor Johnson with the ball down the left sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives the ball to the hole against Marvin. It's shot good. Trevor Johnson just takes off and drives it right to the basket. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 29-23. Hastings leading by six. Alex Thayer back into the ball game. Thayer at the top of the key. Now to Woolman. Bounce pass to Zach Lena. Right side of the lane. Lena tries to drive it to the basket. The shot's going to be knocked out of his hands and is picked up by Schweitzer. A turnover on Hastings. There's a feed back to the other end. Johnson, he has a fake there, and he got a lot of company. He's coming down on his back there. It was going to be Marvin, and a foul is called on Jake. Trevor Johnson. There's foul in the play. Jake Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's only team foul number five of the Broncos, so no free throws here. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Minnis will play things in for Wesleyan. Looking. Finally has to go out of the wing on the left side to Scheidel, who's back into the ball game. Out to Thompson. Byron Thompson dribbling the ball out here. Comes to the near side to Andrew Minnis on the high post. They get it to the top of the key. That's Jackson, who fakes the handoff. Jackson's not going to drive the ball against Hamburger. Contact made. Shot is no good, and the foul's going to be called. Jake Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Hamburger with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Out of the scores table, checking in is going to be Carson Bloom. Hamburger will come to the bench. 29-23. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Wesleyan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Looking, they have to come way out on top. That's Schweitzer with the ball. Schweitzer moves it over here to Eric Jackson, out of Thompson. Out here in three-point territory, in the wing to Minnis, sends it down to Schweitzer. Baseline jumper is up there, no good. Carson Bloom with the rebound. Carson Bloom has got it for Hastings College down the right sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here to Thayer. Dribbles it to the elbow. Bounce pass down low to Wells. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Personal foul is going to be called here on Trent Scheidel. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves. This will be a shooting situation, though, as Brent Wells was fouled in the act of shooting. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top, 29-23. Shot from the free throw line by Wells is up there and in. He'll get one more. In Nebraska Wesleyan, they're allowing the fewest points per game than anybody in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, giving up only 66.2 points per ball game, but they're scoring at that clip as well, 66.2, which is 10th in the conference. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be good.
So Wells knocks down a couple of free throws. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to an 8-point lead, 31-23. Here's Thompson with the ball. Thompson in backcourt, trying to attack this Bronco pressure back there. They finally get into the offensive zone. There's a Bradley with the ball on the wing, picked up there by Woolman. Bradley goes on the high post now. That's going to be Shido with the ball out to Thompson. Moves it over to the left sideline. Now driving the ball down to the baseline. That's going to be Minnis with the ball. Minnis back out of the wing, down to the free throw line. That's Scheidel. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Allen passes the far sideline to third. Dribbles behind his back. Flips it away now. The Bloom, big collision out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called. Carson Bloom runs into Thompson, who hits the deck. And Byron Thompson is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number five in the Prairie Wolves. So still, Hastings is not in the bonus situation here. And Hastings will play things in on the far side. Lohman has got it now down to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Dylan Flynn scores again for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ballgame on the assist from Lohman. The Broncos have built a 10-point lead again, 33-23. Hastings right now on a 5-2 run here in the past couple of minutes in this ballgame. There's a long pass inside. Is Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it away. Scheidel is shot no good, and the foul is called. Schweitzer got deep in the lane there and then flipped it away to Trent Scheidel, who's coming down the lane, and a personal foul is whistled there on Hastings. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his first team foul, number seven of the Broncos. This will be a bonus situation here. Going to the free throw line is going to be Trent Scheidel. He's got 2 points in the ball game. The shot is up there and in. Seidel is a 58% foul shooter in the season for Wesleyan. He's 35 out of 60 coming into the basketball game here tonight. 33-24. Hastings with a 9-point lead. 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. Brent Seidel hits a couple of free throws. 33-25. Wesleyan down by 8 points. Here's Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman has problems with it. Comes back out into 3-point territory. Lohman roaming with the ball. Now runs the offense. Comes over here to Carson Bloom. Bloom, his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Minnis, and it's taken right back by Thayer. Lohman now for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up here by Barnsley. He runs it back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Alex Thayer picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number eight on the Broncos. This should be a one-and-one situation now for Trey Barnsley. So Trey will go to the free throw line now for Wesleyan. He's a 5'10" freshman out of Beatrice. So Barnsley will go to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 84% foul shooter in the season. He's already 2-for-2 tonight. Make it 3-for-3 as that one goes down and rings the gong. 33-26 is the score. It's a 7-point lead now for Wesleyan. Next shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos down the ball. There's a Carson Bloom with it now as he hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Bloom goes to Lohman at the free throw line. Brady down the lane, goes to the hole. He's fouling the play. Bradley picks up the personal foul for Wesley, and that's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number six on the Prairie Wolves. So now going to the free throw line will be Brady Lohman for Hastings. Fouled in the active shooting. Lohman has not shot a free throw tonight. 84% of the season, which is number five in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 33-26, the Broncos have the lead. Shot from the line is up there. It's no good. Lohman misses one from the free throw line. Jackson comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Andrew Minnis will check out. Dane Bacon also checking in the lineup for Hastings, and Alex Thayer will come to the bench. 3:58 to play here in the first half, 33-26. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brady Lohman, so he hits 1 out of 2, and the Bronco lead is back up to 8 points. Pressure again by Hastings here in backcourt. Eric Jackson has got the ball. Now to Barnsley as he drives the ball into the forecourt against Dane Bacon. Off to Trevor Johnson. Nice pass to Schweitzer, and his shot is up and in. Tim Schweitzer scores on the assist from Trevor Johnson. 34-28. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Woolman down to Flynn at the free throw line, and he's going to be fouling the play as he tries to take it to the basket. Personal foul is going to be called there on Trent Scheidel. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Scheidel. It's going to be team foul number seven on the Prairie Wolves. And finally, the Broncos will reach a bonus situation here with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the first half. It's 34-28. The Broncos have the lead. Flynn to the free throw line for Hastings, a 63% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. And a rebound comes down to Bradley for Nebraska Wesleyan, now to Barnsley. Barnsley into the forecourt, now to Scheidel. Sato moves over in the wing on the left side to Eric Jackson. There's a long-range three put up there by Bradley. No good. Ball is loose and is picked up by Johnson. Trevor Johnson with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dribbles inside. The pass is going to be deflected. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brady Woolman for the Broncos. He runs her back the other way. Down the left side of the lane. Stops 15 feet away. Won't take the shot. Comes out to Bacon. Bacon down to Woolman. Brady out here in the three-point territory. Comes to the near sideline. Carson Bloom holds it. Down to Flynn. Bombs the ball down low. That's Woolman. Double team. Out to Bloom. To Flynn. Over to Bacon for three. Shot around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound loose in the lane is picked up there by Bradley. Bradley gets the ball away now to Thompson. Down the left sideline, right-handed dribble. Comes over here to a Seidel. Seidel moves it over in the right wing to Bradley. Stops and pops a three-pointer. Good. Bradley knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Wesleyan is back to within 3 points at 34-31. The Broncos are led by as many as 10 so far here in this first half. It's now down to three. 34-31, Broncos have the lead. Here's Bacon inside the free throw circle. His shot is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game by Dane Bacon. He's averaging 14.7 of the season. 36-31. Broncos with a 5-point lead. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Breaks the press. Feeds it down in the corner to Bradley. Shot for three. No good. Rebound Flynn. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Bloom. Gets the ball ahead. Down to Brady Lohman. Dribbles down the lane. Stomps down on the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's up there. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up by Barnsley again for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings attacking back here. They can't get to the ball. Now to Johnson. Johnson into the forecourt. Dribbles down the lane. Tries to shovel the ball away. He does. There's a shot by Seidel. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Bacon throws it to the near side. Woolman wasn't looking for it. Ball is intercepted by Bradley, and now it's rebounded here by Hastings. Dylan Flynn has got it now with a minute and 37 seconds to play. He gets it away to Carson Bloom. It goes to Woolman at the free throw line. Woolman down the lane, powers it up there. His shot no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan basketball. Zach Lena, Jake Marvin coming to the ball game now for Hastings. Brent Wells will come to the bench. Dylan Flynn will come to the bench. 1:27 to play here in the first half. Hastings 36, Nebraska Wesleyan 31. Woolman will play it in, lobs it into the lane. Marvin grabs it, bounces the ball once, goes for the shot. It's going to be a traveling violation. Marvin trying to put a move on inside, and a traveling violation is called on Jake. That gives the ball back to Nebraska Wesleyan. It's 36-31. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Wesleyan has got the ball, though. Running up the far sideline is going to be Eric Jackson. He falls down. Broncos looking for the ball. They've got it back here as Jackson loses control of the ball. That's going to be turnover number 12. Eric Jackson just falls down with it. There's Loma down in the corner left side to get it inside to Marvin. He spins. Traveling violation. Marvin got on the low block here in the left side of the lane. Spun toward the baseline. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers now on Hastings College. 12 on Nebraska Wesleyan. 36-31. Broncos have a 5-point lead. Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley comes out here in the 3-point territory to Trevor Johnson. And now we got a foul away from all the action. A personal foul going to be called away from the action here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. Jake Marvin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. 36-31 is the score. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tim Schweitzer. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So Schweitzer to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far in the ball game. Couple of field goals. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out of Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball away now to Alex Thayer. Here come the Broncos now with 55 seconds to play. Thayer down the left side of the lane. Puts it up off the window. A shot no good. Rebound Schweitzer. Schweitzer bounce pass going to be deflected. Picked up by Jake Marvin. Marvin, his shot is up there. Good. Jake Marvin gets the steal in backcourt as he deflects the ball away. Wesleyan turns it over, and that one resulted in an easy field goal for Jake Marvin. 38-31. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Trevor Johnson with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets it out to Minnis. Minnis now to Barnsley on the far sideline. Hastings in a man-to-man. Bounce pass to Johnson at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there and in. Trevor Johnson scores. Both teams getting to the basket rather easily here in the first half. 38-33, now with 15 seconds to play. Dribbling the ball out here is going to be Alex Thayer. Takes the ball to the wing on the right side. Moves it down in the corner to Jake Marvin. Down to Thayer, 4 seconds. Down to Brady Woolman. Is running one-hander from the right side of the lane. No good. Rebound Marvin. His shot, no good. And he is fouled in the play. He is fouled in the play here. And Marvin will go to the free throw line for Hastings with just a less than a second on the clock. The clock reads 0, but I think they'll put on about 5 tenths of a second or so. The personal foul is going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on Eric Jackson. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Marvin to the free throw line. They're going to put 8/10 of a second back on the clock here as Marvin is fouled into play. So Jake Marvin will get to go to the free throw line with 8/10 of a second remaining here in the first half. Marvin has got 5 points in the ball game thus far, a 3 and a 2. This will be his first free throw attempt. 64% foul shooter on the season for Jake Marvin. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Marvin will have a free throw coming up here. The shot is up there, and the shot is no good. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Hastings on free throws so far, 5 out of 9 so far in this ball game. 38-33, the Broncos with a 5-point lead. Jake Marvin back there for one more shot. It's up there, and that one rims off no good. Gets his own rebound, shoots and scores, and the basket counts. Unbelievable. Marvin misses a couple of free throws, misses that second one. He goes slicing down the lane with 8/10 of a second remaining. Got the rebound and put it down through the hole. So a good heads-up play there by Jake Marvin to give Hastings a 7-point lead at halftime. The score at the break, it's Hastings College 40, Nebraska Wesleyan 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball at 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at the break. The score is 40-33. Broncos got out to an 8-0 lead here in this ball game. Had a 10-point lead with 12:44 remaining in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan chopped the lead down here late in the first half at 34-31. And Hastings College has got the lead at halftime. The score is 40-33. Leading the way for Hastings so far has been Dylan Flynn. He has got 10 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Gohan. Amanda McKenzie, the assistant coach for Hastings College, will join us here at halftime. And it wasn't a picture-perfect basketball game here tonight, but the most important thing is you got the W out of here.
Yeah, we got a win, and that's the important thing. We played a lot better than Saturday, so it was a good rebound game for us.
Nebraska Wesleyan, kind of a tough team to match up with. They get a little sloppy at times, and it makes sense to be a little sloppy too offensively, doesn't it?
Yeah, we definitely kind of matched that with them. But we also took care of the ball, and we played a lot better than we did Saturday. At this point in the year, we just need to keep building on what we're doing. So.
You guys shot 25% in the first half of play, and then came back in the second half, and hit 16 out of 29 field goals for 55%. Had a lot of easier shots in the second half, but finally the shots started to go down for you.
Yeah, we tried to focus on not settling for the three in the second half as much as in the first half, so... things just started to fall into place. We ran our offense a little bit better in the second. And, you know, we're looking for each other more, so everyone was involved in our scoring tonight.
Shot 24 three-pointers in the ball game tonight, 7 out of 24. when it doesn't go down, you might as well go inside, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we're definitely not a super strong outside shooting team, and we like to go into the post. So, I mean, it just makes sense that that's what we tried to do in the second half.
Hastings College out-rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan as well, 37-30 in the contest. So you got the job done. Like we said, it wasn't maybe one of your A1 performance, but at this point of the season, just wins the most important thing, huh? Try to get back on track for the Saturday.
Yeah, we'll take it and get back on track. And I mean, we've been playing pretty well as of late up until maybe last Saturday, so I felt this was a good win for us, you know, to get things going again defensively. And It was good to get other people involved in the offense, too. Give some kids some confidence that maybe hasn't been there in a couple games.
Yeah, and played a ton of people, naturally, with a blowout win here tonight. Cammy leads the way with 17 points, but virtually everybody that got into the ball game tonight contributed in some way, whether it be points in the contest or a couple of key rebounds for you. Anybody else really strike out offensively with a big performance for you tonight?
No, I felt offensively it was pretty... you know, pretty balanced. We got a lot of scorers. Frankie played pretty well. And, I mean, defensively, we had a few girls really rebound really well, which is, you know, when we're rebounding well and playing defense really well, then we know, you know, good things are going to happen for the evening. So that's, you know, really what we try to focus on every game is boards and defense.
So, again, the Hastings College wins it here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college play. You guys have been playing pretty well down this stretch. You've played your last seven ball games, sitting at 5-2 in your last seven. So you got to be happy with the way that this team is starting to develop here at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working hard all year, and things are finally coming together. And I think defensively especially, we're playing a lot better and a lot tougher, not giving up as much. And, you know, playing at home a lot of the games helps too. Gives us some confidence and a boost. You know, whenever you're at home and can play in front of our crowd, it's a plus.
Mount Marty coming in this weekend, and then a tough week again next week as you kind of wrap up the regular season portion of your schedule. What's on tap for you guys coming up here?
Well, you know, Mount Marty destroyed us basically up there. I mean, we didn't play well, and it was a tough game for us. So we're really looking to play a lot better against Mount Marty, and that's, you know, what we're looking at right now, and we'll focus on next week after Saturday's over.
Got Concordia coming up next week. They lost again tonight, so they're going to be fighting bad by the time we play them, huh?
Yeah, they're going to be hungry, that's for sure. But we have that one at home, too, and that's always, I mean, playing really well at home. So, you know, that's just another factor to help us out, I hope so.
All right, Hastings College wins it. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you on Saturday. Amanda McKenzie, the assistant coach for Hastings College, as they pick up the win here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. So we got more competition going on here at halftime of this men's contest with a crowd on hand here tonight. Special promotion by the runs of restaurants throughout central Nebraska being conducted here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We're at halftime of the men's ball game. It's 40-33 in favor of Hastings College. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half right after this.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 40-33. Checking the other men's scores at halftime tonight, Dort is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 36-33. Briarcliff leads Concordia and Seward tonight by a score of 28-27. And in Orange City, it's Northwestern out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 43-22. Under the game going on, it is Doan playing in Fremont tonight against Midland University. Hastings College has got the lead by 7 points here at halftime. The score is 40-33. The shooting numbers in the ball game in the first half. Hastings College hitting 17 out of 30 from the field for 56%. Nebraska Wesleyan 12 out of 22 for 54%. The Broncos were 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. And Nebraska Wesleyan was 2 out of 5 for 40%. The Broncos 5 out of 11 from the free throw line for 45%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 7 out of 11 in the first half for 63%. The rebounds, Nebraska Wesleyan has got 14. Hastings College has got 13. Nebraska Wesleyan with 2 offensive rebounds compared to 1 for Hastings College. The turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan has already turned the ball over 14 times in the ball game. Hastings College has got 9 turnovers in the first 20 minutes. Nebraska Wesleyan with no block shots and 6 steals. Hastings College has got 2 block shots and 6 steals. The leading rebounder for Hastings in the first half of play was Dylan Flynn. He has got 5 boards. And the leading rebounder for Nebraska Wesleyan was Jonah Bradley. He has got 4 rebounds for the Prairie Wolves. And Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan here at halftime. The score is 40-33. Checking the scoring in the ball game for Hastings College, Dylan Flynn is leading the way. Flynn has got 5 field goals, and he is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Jake Marvin has got 7 points. Marvin has knocked down a 3-pointer. He's got 2 2-point field goals, and he is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brady Lohman, he's got 7 points. He's got 3 field goals. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 7. Scoring 5 points in the first half was Brent Wells. He's got a field goal, and he is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Jake Hamburger on 2 field goals. They've got Dane Bacon scoring 3 points tonight. He's got a field goal. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Zach Lena on a field goal, and 2 points for Carson Bloom on a field goal. Adds up to 40 points for Hastings College here at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan, they have scored 33 points. Their leading scorer has been Jonah Bradley. He has got 10 in the first half. Bradley has knocked down a couple of 2-point field goals, and he's got a 3-pointer. Plus, he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The lead to Prairie Wolves, he's got 10. Trevor Johnson has got 8 points on 4 field goals. Eric Jackson has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points at halftime. Jim Schweitzer has got a couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line, 5 points. Trent Seidel has got a field goal. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. And then scoring a single point on a free throw, Andrew Minnis, he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So it's 40-33. Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan in men's college basketball. Getting the women's scores earlier tonight around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan, 67-40. So the Broncos now improving to a game over 500 again as they just kind of hoover around that 500 mark for the season. Hastings will play Mount Marty coming up on Saturday afternoon. Broncos are now 14-13 in the season. They are 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after picking up their 67-40 win over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. In the other games around the conference, on women's side of things, Northwestern over Mount Marty, 80-54. Midland beat Doan, 75-73, so the Tigers are still winless in conference play here this season. Dort got by Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 60-59. And in Seward tonight, it was 9th-ranked Briar Cliff beating 4th-ranked Concordia by a score of 89-80. And 40-33 is our score here at halftime. The Hastings College men are out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan at the halftime break. We've got more high school basketball coming your way tomorrow night on our network of stations. We will be in Sutton tomorrow night. Girls high school basketball as the 3rd-ranked St. Cecilia Hawkettes will play at 9th-ranked Sutton. On the air with a pregame show tomorrow night at 7:15. Tip-off will be at 7:30. We'll have the game for you on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Nebraska women's basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. It'll be the Huskers in action as they'll play at 6:45 tomorrow night for the pregame show. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off from the Bob Devaney Sports Centers. The Huskers will be in action tomorrow night. And we'll have the play-by-play coverage right here on 1230 KHIS. The Huskers will be playing at Northwestern tomorrow night. Then on Friday night, we'll have boys high school basketball back here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Grand Island Central Catholic. That will be an early ball game, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the tip-off. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic Friday night here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the second half coming up. Hastings College with the lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 40-33. Second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, just got word of the Creighton Blue Jays tonight. They were upset by Indiana State on the road. Indiana State beating Creighton tonight by a score of 76-57 in men's college basketball. So we're set to go here for half number two between Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. The Broncos will have the ball first to begin the second half of play. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Brady Lohman has got it here for Hastings College as he moves it down on the baseline on the right side, spins, takes the ball into the lane. Bounce pass goes down low. That's Flynn with the ball. He's covered up, goes for the shot anyway. It rims off, no good. Rebound, Wells. Wells gets it out here to Bacon. Bacon out of the top of the key, driving down the lane as Carson Bloom. He falls down, gets the ball to Flynn, and a shot good. Carson Bloom fell down in the lane. He flips the ball away to Dylan Flynn, who gets the field goal. There's a pass down the near sideline, intercepted by Flynn. Flynn stops in the lane, goes over to Bloom. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Wells grabs the rebound. He lost it. The scramble is on. Still loose. Finally picked up by Wesleyan. Running back the other way. It's 42-33. Hastings in the lead. Wesleyan with the ball. Schweitzer comes over here on the left side to Jackson. Jackson sends it inside to Johnson. Johnson puts up their left-handed and scores over Flynn. Trevor Johnson now with 10 points in the ballgame. 42-35. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Carson Bloom with the ball. His pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted over there and driving toward the goal, shooting and scoring is going to be Bradley. Jonah Bradley scoring there. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, and Wesleyan has cut the lead back down to 5 points at 42-37, 18:45 to play. Bloom takes off. He drives into the goal and shot good. He's fouled in the play. Carson Bloom gets the field goal and one as they go to the free throw line here. Fouled in the play by Byron Thompson. Thompson picks up his third personal foul. Trey Barnsley comes back into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Going to the free throw line will be Bloom to try to make this a three-point play. 44-37, Hastings College with a 7-point lead. Bloom is standing at the free throw line. He's a 70% foul shooter. His shot is up there and it rattles off, no good. And the rebound comes out of Schweitzer. So Hastings College with a 7-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Barnsley has got it into the forecourt. Now to Schweitzer. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Bradley. Takes it down on the baseline against Bacon. Can't put up a shot. Here's Trevor Johnson. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up their left-handed and scores. Trevor Johnson scores inside. He had 13 the last time these two teams played way back in December. He's got 12 already tonight. 44-39 is a 5-point lead. Hastings College. The Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Flynn on the wing on the right side. Down to the free throw line. Lohman shot good. Brady Lohman gets lost in the defense there and scores right from the free throw line. He's got 9 points. 46-39, the Broncos have the lead. Trevor Johnson with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Eric Jackson, moves it down to the low block to Schweitzer. Now to Bradley, his shot from 10 feet away, no good. Schweitzer gets a rebound. Back outside, there's Jackson, his shot for three, good. Eric Jackson scores for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 8 points in the ball game. And it's now a 46-42 ball game in favor of Hastings. 17 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Broncos leading at halftime by 7, 40-33, just underway here in the second half. Woolman bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. His shot left-handed up there at him. Boy, Dylan Flynn has been a horse inside tonight for Hastings. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. Flynn had 13 the last time these two teams played. 48-42. Hastings with a six-point lead here. Schweitzer with the ball. Schweitzer, a two-handed pass, comes out of the left wing. Barnsley shot for three. Good. Nope, they give him a two-pointer. No, they give him a three. As a he knocks her down there. Barnsley hits his first field goal of the ball game and a three-pointer. Now what do we have here? We got substitution. His ball was knocked out of bounds on the far sideline. Hastings will play things in as Bacon will get it to Alex there. Down the right side, there's going to be Lohman with the ball. Out to Dane Bacon. Out of Lohman again. Moves it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Now backs her back out into three-point territory. High post to Flynn at the free throw line. To Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. Runs her back the other way. Down to the near sideline to Jackson. Jackson runs into Lohman. Bounce pass inside to Johnson. Johnson's fadeaway jumper up there. No good. Rebound comes out of Lena. Lena gets the ball for Hastings. Now to Alex Thayer. Thayer down the left sideline to Lohman. Now to Thayer again. Alex Thayer double team. His pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Lena out of bounds. Trying to take her down to the baseline left side, and the pass goes off of Lena's fingertips out of bounds. That's the 10th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. 48-45 is the score. It's a three-point lead for the Broncos. Here's Trevor Johnson getting loose on the break. Kicks her back out here to Jackson. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer by Eric Jackson. Jackson now with 11, and all of a sudden we have a tie ball game here at 48 points apiece with 16:05 to play. In the ball game, here's Flynn. His shot is up there, no good. Johnson had the rebound. He lost it. It's picked up by Bacon. His shot, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Trevor Johnson from Nebraska Wesleyan runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble to the goal. He goes. His shot's going to be blocked down by Flynn. Nice block by Flynn, who recovers the ball. Gets it away. Now to Woolman. Near sideline. They get it to Thayer. Down to the baseline. The Bacon drives from the corner. His shot, no good. And he's fouled into play. So Nebraska Wesleyan, after trailing by as many as 10 points in the first half, has come back, and they have tied to score at 48 points apiece with 15:44 to play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bacon. He's got 3 points in the ball game. He's one out of two from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there at him. So Wesley has done a good job getting back into the ball game. Here's Dylan Flynn coming back out of the contest now. Coming in is going to be Jake Marvin. 49-48. He seems with a one-point lead. Broncos beat this team way back in December by 64-58 at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Here's the next shot. It's up there. Good by Bacon. Gets a couple of free throws. Here comes Hamburger into the ball game. Bacon is going to check out. Hastings down with a two-point lead at 50-48. There's a Shino with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Plays it into Barnsley back here in backcourt. Hastings attacking back here. Barnsley again with the ball down the right sideline as they get it into the offensive zone to Mittis, to Barnsley, out of Seidel. There's an entry pass. They get it inside there to Karamy, who dumps it away, and a shot is up and in. That's Seidel getting the field goal, and the pass from Slice Karamy back to the other end is going to be Lohman, and he's going to be fouled in the play. And Lohman will go down to the free throw line to shoot a couple of shots here. Personal foul is going to be called on Eric Jackson. That's going to be his second. So Lohman to the free throw line. 15-20 to play in the ballgame. We're tied up at 50 points apiece. As Brady Lohman will go to the line, his shot is up there and in. Lohman now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. Jonah Bradley comes into the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Eric Jackson will check out. 51-50. Hastings College has got a one-point lead. As Brandon Woolman squats, his shot is up there. Good. Woolman hits a pair of free throws. 52-50. Hastings with the lead. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone here. Hastings College is in the man-to-man defense. Barnsley goes to the far sideline. With it over there is going to be Bradley. A pass to the top of the key. Driving down the lane is going to be Minnis. Down in the corner, a shot for three. Is that rims off? No good by Barnsley. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Zach Lena with the rebound. Gives it away to Jake Hamburger. Down the far sideline, down in the corner. That's going to be Alex Thayer, the Hamburger. Down to Thayer again on the wing. Back out to Jake. Swings it right side. Woolman for three. Shot good. Loma now with 14 in the ballgame, and Hastings has built a five-point lead. Broncos drop back in their man-to-man defense. They've scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Here's Bradley. Sends it inside. There's a shot by Karamy that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lina. Gets it away to Alex Thayer. Now to Jake Hamburger. Here come the Broncos. Jake flips it away to Woolman out here in three-point territory. Brady Woolman pulls up, shoots a 15-footer, misses, no good. Rebound Hamburger, and a foul is called inside. Hamburger got the rebound after the missed 15-footer by Brady Woolman. A foul is going to go on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his third foul for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Schweitzer back into the ballgame. Karamy will come to the bench. 14-22 to play in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan, 55-50. Woman will play things in. Jake Marvin has got it. Jake down here on the baseline. Jake dribbles the ball in the lane. Puts it up there right hand. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's loose and it's picked up here by Eric Jackson. Eric Jackson has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan down the near sideline as we approach the 14-minute mark. Here's a side over the ball. Side over on the wing. Now to Bradley. Gets away. Goes to the top of the key to Jackson. Goes to Schweitzer. Schweitzer now to Barnsley. Over on the right side, it's going to be Beardsley with the ball. Sends it back inside to Seidel. Down low. Schweitzer's shot from the baseline. A little hook shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Marvin with the ball. Marvin gets it into the hands now of Alex Thayer. He brings it back into the offensive zone over here on the right side. That's going to be Brady Woolman. Dribbles once. Now to Marvin. Comes back to Thayer over here on the right wing. Thayer sends it back out to Woolman. Swings the left side now to Hamburger. Dribbles the ball in the paint. The ball's going to be slapped away. And it's picked up here by Eric Jackson. Turnover on Hastings. That's their 11th of the ball game. Barnsley has got it. Now to Schweitzer. Right side. Jumper by Bradley. Good for three. Jonah Bradley hits a three-pointer. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings College with a two-point lead again at 55-53. 13-12 remaining here in the ball game. Woolman has got it. Left side of the lane. Woolman puts up a shot. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Woolman drawing a lot of contact inside. And a foul here is going to be called on to Trey Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five already on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings has yet to commit a personal foul here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Woolman. He's got 14 points in the ball game here for the Broncos. As he puts it up there, the shot is good. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have one more. So Woolman with 15. Flynn comes back into the ball game now, replacing Jake Marvin. Zach Lynn is going to come to the bench. Brent Wells back in there. 56-53. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos had a seven-point lead at halftime. Next shot is up there by Woolman. It's going to be good. So now Woolman checks out. Here comes Dane Bacon back into the ballgame. 57-53. Hastings with a four-point advantage here. Here's Trevor Johnson inbounding the balls. They get it into a Trey Barnsley, and he'll bring things up. Barnsley left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Near sideline is Eric Jackson. Jackson gets it to Schweitzer. Now inside again to Johnson. Working in there against Wells. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and rebound comes down to Hamburger. Jake Hamburger flips the ball away now to Alex Thayer. 12:45 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a four-point lead. Flynn at the elbow hands it away to Thayer. Alex Thayer dribbling the ball, comes across the top. That's Jake Hamburger. Entry pass can be deflected away, picked up, though, by Dane Bacon. Out to Jake Hamburger, now to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling with the ball, 15 on the shot clock. Here's Flynn, elbow, right side, moves it down the right side of the lane, tries to shovel the ball away, deflected, picked up by Thayer. Baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound knocked around, picked up by Trevor Johnson. Johnson hands it away here in backcourt to Bradley. Jonah Bradley brings it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Gets it out here to Trevor Johnson. Dribbles the ball into the lane. Having problems with it. Now kicks it back out to Jackson for three. Shot good. Eric Jackson hitting a three ball there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's now a 57-56 ball game. Here's Hamburger at the other end. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. So now Nebraska Wesleyan can pull ahead for the first time here in the ball game. They're trailing 57-56. 11:55 to play in the contest. That's Jonah Bradley. Left side works it down low. And he goes up with a shot out for the window. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. The personal foul is going to be called on Jake Hamburger of Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. So Jake Hamburger just picked up his fourth personal foul with 11:46 to play. Going to the free throw line will be Jonah Bradley for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 15 points in the ballgame. His first shot is up there and in. Here comes Hamburger out of the ballgame now. Brady Lohman comes back in. We're tied up at 57 points apiece here in the ball game. We're tied up numerous times. And here's the first lead of the ball game as Bradley hits the free throw. 58-57, Nebraska Wesleyan with their first lead here with 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play in this ball game. There's Alex Thayer with the ball, now to Dane Bacon. Bacon here on the right sideline. Bacon comes out to Lohman. Lohman dribbling. Brings it back here to Bacon on the wing on the right side. Bacon takes the ball in the paint. Nice pass there to Flynn. Puts it up there. Left-handed shot. Jimmy, no good. Flynn tips the ball up, but it's really picked up here by Barnsley. Barnsley down the right sideline now as they get it to Bradley. Back out to Barnsley. Now we got a foul called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Lohman. That's going to be his first personal foul. Lance not happy with some of the calls here in the past couple of minutes. 58-57 is the score. The Broncos are down for the first time here this evening by a point as we approach the 11-minute mark here in the ball game. Barnsley gets the ball now in the high post at Trevor Johnson right at the top of the key. Johnson passes to the near sideline as they get it over here to Bradley with the ball. Bradley works it into Schweitzer, works against Flynn. Can't go for the shot. Now to Johnson, dribbles down the left side. The later side is up and in. Wesleyan, everything that they're throwing up here in the second half is going through the hole. 60-57. Wesleyan is down a three-point lead here in this one. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Alex there. Bounce pass to go to Flynn. Dylan Flynn in the lane. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball being slapped around. It's loose. It comes out here in 3 points there. It's right down to the backcourt. It's picked up by Johnson. Johnson down to Barnsley. His shot is up and in. Trey Barnsley scoring there for Nebraska Wesleyan. And their Prairie Wolves have a 5-point lead. And Lance calls a timeout. 10 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings has fallen behind Nebraska Wesleyan. 10:31 to play. It's now the Prairie Wolves 62, Hastings College 57.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College now hitting 22 out of 45 from the field tonight for 48.8%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 23 out of 39 for 58.9% against the Bronco defense. Wesleyan has knocked down 7 out of 11 from three-point range for 63%. Hastings just 2 out of 9 from three-point range for 22%. Rebounds, Wesleyan has got a 2-rebound advantage over Hastings, 23-21. Nebraska Wesleyan has come back from a 10-point first-half deficit. They trailed several times. In fact, at one point, they were down by 12 at 22-10. Wesleyan trailed by 7 at halftime, 40-33. And now the Prairie Wolves are out on top, 62-57 here in this second half of play. So Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Bray Lohman getting things into Alex there. Sent back into the forecourt to Schweitzer. Moves it over here to Eric Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Johnson. Nice pass underneath, and his shot is up and in. Schweitzer scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And an assist here from Trevor Johnson. Here's Lohman. He runs into Johnson on the other end, and the foul is going to be called. So 64-57. Hastings College is down by 7 here at the halfway point of the second half. Personal foul goes on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. That's only the 6th team foul on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings will play things in. This is Aaron Reyes, who's into the ball game. Now his inbounds pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on, and we got a jump ball called here. Marvin here on the near sideline is tied up on the play by Andrew Minnis. So a turnover on Hastings. For the Broncos, that's going to be turnover number 13 in the ball game. So Aaron Reyes is into the ball game now for Hastings College. Reyes, a 6-foot sophomore out of Sterling, Colorado. 64-57, Hastings College, a big turn of events here. Broncos had a pretty good first half, but things are starting to slip away. A 7-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Trevor Johnson. He runs her back the other way, down in the corner. There's a feed down to Minnis, who comes out in the 3-point territory. to Byron Thompson. Now Nebraska Wesleyan can play with the lead here. Here's Trevor Johnson inside the free throw circle. Over to Jackson. His shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Alex Thayer runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Whips it away in three-point territory here to Marvin. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Not a woman. Back down inside to Zach Lehman. His shot is up and in. Zach Lehman scores there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 64-59. The Broncos pressuring now here in backcourt. Going with the ball over there is going to be Thompson. Comes back to the near side. Trevor Johnson. Johnson in the offensive zone. The Broncos going for the steal. They can't get there. Down in the corner, a three-pointer is thrown up there. It's no good by Minnis. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Alex Thayer running back the other way for the Broncos. Down the left side of the lane. The ball poked away. Goes to the far sideline. It's out of bounds. Great effort over there trying to save the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Trying to get to it was Andrew Minnis, but it's out of bounds. 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Hastings is down by 5 points, 64-59. Woman will play things in. Alex Thayer out here in three-point territory. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball, moves it to the wing on the left side, picked up by Thompson, bounce past the woman, down to the baseline, 10-footer is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Eric Jackson from Nebraska Wesleyan. Jackson gets the ball away to Thompson. Johnson across the midcourt stripe here to Seidel. Seidel gives the ball over here to Eric Jackson on the wing. Picked up there by Lohman. Back outside the three-point arc to Mittis. They work it back around to the right wing. That's Thompson with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Seidel. Short jumper on the right baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Reyes. His outlet pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. His shot's going to be blocked down by Reyes. And the ball is recovered here by Thayer. Thayer gets it away now to Reyes into the forecourt. Aaron Reyes with the ball behind the screen from Marvin. Reyes gives the ball away now to Brady Woolman, who directs some traffic out here in three-point territory. 8 minutes and 16 seconds to play. The Broncos down by five. Woolman back out to Marvin. 4-3. Shot good. Jake Marvin knocks down a three ball. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings back within two. 64-62. Jackson in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Eric Jackson gets the field goal. Here's Woolman, dribbles between a couple of defenders, goes for the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena in the lane. Lena gets it away to Woolman for three. His shot is up there, good. Brady Woolman knocks down another three. Woolman now with 19 points in the ball game, 66-65. The Broncos within one. Now we got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called here on Woolman at the defensive end. That's going to be his second. So Brady Woolman picks up the personal foul. It's going to be Andrew Minnis inbounding the ball. Andrew Minnis will play it in right in front of the Nebraska Wesleyan bench. Byron Thompson has got the ball. We're down to 7.5 minutes to play, 66-65. Broncos are back to within 1 point. Here's Wesleyan with the basketball. Seidel has got it. Comes out here, top of the key to Minnis. Now down to the right baseline. Here's Seidel. Free throw line. Schweitzer, shot good. Tim Schweitzer scoring there. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 68-65. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings College here tonight. Men's college basketball. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer moves it down in the corner. With the basketball there is going to be Carson Bloom. Dribbles the ball in the lane. Throws it down here to Marvin. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball is picked up here by Bacon. Back out to Carson Bloom for three. Shot no good. Rebound. Wing and a foul is called. Foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. Things are getting rugged inside. Andrew Minnis picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number seven on Nebraska Wesleyan. So now Hastings College is in a bonus situation here. 68-65. It's a three-point lead for Nebraska Wesleyan. Zach Lena goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Lena's got 4 points in the basketball game so far on a couple of field goals. So a traditional Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings basketball game here tonight. Shot from the free throw line by Zach Lena is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Schweitzer. The last five meetings over the past 3 years have all been decided by 9 points or less. Looks like we're headed that way again. Driving the ball to the basket, and shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but Barnsley is going to be hit with an offensive charge. Trey Barnsley goes for the basket and runs over Carson Bloom, taking the ball to the basket. Barnsley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Hastings College can tie with a three-point field goal here. Zach Lena comes back. Well, he's going to come to the bench, and it's going to be Lohman coming into the ballgame now for Hastings. 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings is down by 3 points, 68 to 65. Eric Jackson comes in for Wesleyan. Going out is going to be Andrew Minnis. So Wesleyan has come down from 12 points down to the second, their first half. And they now have a 3-point lead over Hastings, 68 to 65 in this battle tonight. Men's college basketball, Carson Bloom goes to Woolman. At the elbow, right side of the lane. Woolman taking the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And Brady Woolman will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Woolman has got 19 points in the basketball game. He's scored 12 so far here in the second half. He's been the Bronco warrior so far in this ballgame. He's been all over the place. So Brady Woolman goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. And his shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. Woolman, the junior out of Norfolk, we'll have another free throw here for the Broncos. Trevor Johnson back into the ball game. Trent Seidel will go to the bench. 6:25 to play in the ball game. 68-65. Wesleyan has got a 3-point lead. Shot from the free throw line by Woolman. Good. So Brady hits one out of two from the stripe. 68-66. The Broncos still down by 2 points. Here's Schweitzer with the ball. Now to Trevor Johnson. A long pass ahead to get it to Bradley. And his shot is up and in. Jonah Bradley scoring there on the right side of the lane. He's got 19 points in the ball game, 70-66. Here's Woolman driving the ball to the basket. He's going to be fouled again. Woolman taking it down the left side of the lane that time. Fouled in a play by Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his third. So Brady Woolman goes back to the free throw line here for Hastings. 70-66. Hastings down by 4 points. Brady Woolman back to the free throw line. His first one is up there, and the shot is good. He'll get one more. Hastings now is a team from the free throw line tonight, 11 out of 18. Loman has fired up 9 of those so far. He'll have another shot right here. It's up there and good. Loman now with 22 in the ball game, so the teams keep trading baskets here. 70-68 is the score. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball in backcourt, picked up by Loman. Eric Jackson, now we got a whistle, we got a timeout called. Nebraska Wesleyan calls a timeout. 6:03 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Wesleyan 70, Hastings 68.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunts is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 6 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 70-68. Broncos led 40-33 at halftime. Wesleyan came back here in the second half to eventually tie the game for the first time at 48 points apiece. It's been a seesaw battle ever since. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball. He breaks the press as he takes it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Ball ripped out of there by Hastings. Brent Wells with a rebound. Wells gets it up the floor now to Woolman. He drives to the basket. Contact made, an offensive charging foul, and Woolman knocks down Trey Bearsley going to the basket. Offensive foul called there on Brady Woolman as he took it to the basket. That's the third foul on Woolman. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing the ball in here. 5:50 to play in the ball game. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 70, Hastings 68. There's Trevor Johnson with the ball, winding his way up the floor. Now loses control of the ball in the lane. The scramble is on. A jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow is pointing. Well, let's see. The other official comes up there and grants Nebraska Wesleyan a timeout. Wesleyan calls a timeout here from the bench. They said they had possession at the bottom of the stack there. And so instead of a jump ball, we're going to have a Wesleyan timeout here. 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Nebraska Wesleyan 70, Hastings 68.
All
all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Nebraska Wesleyan needs a miracle to get into the GPAC postseason tournament here. I'll tell you what, the Prairie Wolves putting up a fight here tonight with really nothing to play for. But it is Hastings College Week, 70-68. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a two-point lead over the Broncos tonight. Hastings trying to lock up one of the top four seeds in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Having a four-game stretch here at the end of the season with three of the games at home, Hastings like their chances. But I'll tell you what, Nebraska Wesleyan has come to play here tonight, and the Prairie Wolves have a two-point lead over Hastings, 70-68, with 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play. In the ball game, Wesleyan will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket with a two-point lead. Here's a Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley will come out here in the three-point territory to Johnson. Trevor Johnson flips it back away to Barnsley. Barnsley works to the right sideline, now to Bradley. Bradley directing some traffic out here. Bounce pass goes to Schweitzer right at the top of the three-point circle, picked up by Flynn. There's Trevor Johnson, free throw line extended right side, back on top of the key. Jackson, his shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Rebounded there by the Broncos. Carson Bloom runs her back the other way. Broncos can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Lohman in the lane, ready with his back to the basket, throws it out here to Bloom. Now to Dane Bacon, free throw line jumper is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer flips it away to Trey Barnsley. Barnsley with a left-handed dribble brings it back into the offensive zone with 5 minutes to play. Wesleyan with a two-point lead. Bounce pass goes inside to Johnson. Spins, puts up a shot. No good. He's fouled in the play. Fouled in the play here. The personal is going to be whistled on Bloom. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trey Barnsley will key things in. Barnsley looking. Comes way out on top. But the ball is going to be Bradley back down in the corner to Barnsley. Now inside to Trevor Johnson. Johnson is trapped down there. Good defense by Flynn. And now we got a whistle again. All right, now we got some more clock problems down here. We're going to have some problems with the clock. So at 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play. On the game clock, we've got 33 seconds remaining here on the shot clock. So we got some clock problems now with a score at 70-68 in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan as the officials will huddle out here in three-point territory. Both teams go to their respective benches here. And you'll have a quick word while the officials trying to figure out what's going on here. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Remember, Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. So it is 70-68. Hastings College with a two-point lead. And now we're going to call the coaches together here. They're trying to sort out the clock situation. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play is what's on the clock. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHIS and also online tonight at www.hastingslink.com. They've settled on it. We're down to 28 seconds now on the shot clock, 4:49 on the game clock. Everybody seems to be satisfied, and we're set to go here as they will play things in. That's a Barnsley with the ball. Trey Barnsley for Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a pass to the top of the key. Trevor Johnson, that of Barnsley on the wing on the right side behind the screen. Now Barnsley is double teamed. There's a pass down low. Getting the ball down there is going to be Trevor Johnson working his ball into the lane. His shot is up there and in. Trevor Johnson scores there for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's now got 16 in the ball game. Wesleyan has got a four-point lead, 72-68. Here's Brady Lohman with the ball on the far sideline. Brady Lohman around the screen from Flynn. Gets the ball to Dillon. Drives for the basket. His shot, no good, contact made. And a couple of Wesleyan Prairie Wolves are down on the play. as Dylan Flynn takes the ball in the hole there for Hastings College. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Trey Barnsley. That's going to be his fourth. Wesleyan is a team, though, we talked in the pregame show, averages about 66 points per ball game. They're playing a little bit above that here in this ball game. That's 72 on the board. We still got 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. So it's going to be Dylan Flynn going to the free throw line now for Hastings College. They're going to wipe up just to the left of the basket down there. And then Flynn will have a couple of free throws. Dylan Flynn so far in the ball game has got 14 points. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Dylan Flynn will toe the block here for Hastings. As Flynn looks up there, the shot is going to be good. Flynn will have one more. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game. Also, Alex Thayer comes into the ball game as well. 72-69. The Broncos back to within 3 points. And here comes the next shot from Flynn as he looks up, and his shot is going to be good. Flynn hits a couple of free throws. 72-70. It's a two-point ball game. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Trevor Johnson will inbound the ball as they get it to Eric Jackson down the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Trevor Johnson has got it now over here to Byron Thompson. Top of the key. Trevor Johnson, a backdoor cut there. Is going to be tipped away. Scramble is on. 3-4 players in the deck. We got a jump ball called, and the arrow pointing this time in favor of Hastings. So Nebraska Wesleyan turns the ball away. And again, you have to mop up down there in the lane when the scramble was on. So 4 minutes and 1 second to play. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings is now trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 72-70. Brady Lohman so far in the ballgame has got 22 points for Hastings College. Dylan Flynn has got 16. Jake Marvin in double figures with 10 points leading the way for the Broncos. Trevor Johnson has got 16 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Eric Jackson has got 16 points. Jonah Bradley has got 19 for the Prairie Wolves. 72-70. Hastings down by 2 points. Lohman has got the ball. Lohman goes to Alex Thayer. Back to Lohman. Down to Thayer. Entry pass inside to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Flynn gets his rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Dylan Flynn ties up the ball game. Now it's 72 points apiece. We're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this win to the Broncos. They were in a dogfight on Saturday up in Sioux Center against Dort. Lost that ball game by 3, 79-76. Now back at home in a dogfight here with Nebraska Wesleyan. There's a pass in the lane. Their shot is up there and in. Bradley cutting for the basket. They got him the ball, and he lays her in. He's got 21 in the ball game. 74-72. Lohman for three. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound. A foul call on Jake Hamburger. Jordan Bradley got the rebound. Hamburger is hit with a personal foul. And that's going to be number 5 on Hamburger. So Jake fouls out of the ball game here with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In the second half, Hamburger leads with 4 points all in the first half of play. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to go. Hamburger should be out of the ball game as Jake's going to come to the bench now for Hastings. And Lance Creech is going to have to figure out where to, who to send in. I think he wants a timeout instead. Yeah, Lance wants to call a timeout here with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. So we've got a break. With a score, Nebraska Wesleyan 74, Hastings 72.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi Power in a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875. Yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Dort College tonight has beaten Dakota Wesleyan in men's college basketball 79-69. Also playing in Seward tonight, Concordia is taking on Briarcliff. That game is now gone final as Briarcliff. Or has it gone final? No, it has not yet. They've still got 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Briarcliff is holding on to a 57-56 lead over Concordia. Late in that ball game, Northwestern tonight has beaten Mount Marty Looks like 84-60 was the final score there. We will see the Lancers out of Mount Marty coming up on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 2 and 4 o'clock game times on Saturday. Down there with the pregame show at about 1:45. So Northwestern has locked up the win over Mount Marty, 84-60. The final score of that one. Hastings College is trailing here, 74-72. Broncos applying the pressure here in backcourt. Bring the ball up is going to be Nebraska Wesleyan. Over on the wing on the right side is going to be Thompson. Thompson comes out here to Jackson. Jackson picked up by Lohman, backdoor cut, and they get the ball down there, and the shot is up and in. Trent Sino breaks loose, and he gets the easy field goal. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 76-72. Here's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Now Lohman moves over on the left side to a Brent Wells. Back out to Lohman. The Wells. We got a two to the whistle underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called down there deep in the lane. Looks like a personal foul is going to be called on Trent Scheidel. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to send Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. Bronco basketball for you tonight. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in regulation, Hastings is down by 4 points. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ball game. Flynn looks up there. Shot is up, and the shot is around the rim and falls off. No good. Flynn will have one more. Dylan Flynn will toe the mark for Hastings College with his ball club down by four in an all-important ball game here for the Broncos. Next one is up there. It's going to be good by Flynn. It's 1 out of 2. Flynn with 19 points in the ball game now. 76-73. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead after coming from 12 points down in the first half of play. Here's a Thompson with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Now he's double-teamed. The ball knocked away. It's picked up by Bacon. Bacon gets the ball to Wells. Drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Scheidel. Scheidel grabs the ball there. Hastings forces a turnover, but they can't convert on the driving layup by Wells. Just whistles off of the front of the iron. 2:15 to play. Hastings still down by 3 points. 76-73. Jackson with the ball. Sends it inside to Johnson. Back outside the ring to Bradley. His pass could be kicked there by Alex Thayer. Bounce pass came into the lane, and Alex Thayer got his right leg out and kicks the ball. It's going to be a violation. It's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan playing the ball in on the far sideline. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game, 76-73. They're going to play it in from underneath the Nebraska Wesleyan basket. That's going to be Barnsley. He'll get things in out here in three-point territory to Bradley, who hands the ball away now to Trey Barnsley. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. The Broncos need a stop here. On the wing on the right side is Bradley. Back out to Barnsley. Dribble penetration. Back to the right side to Bradley. His off-balance three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Dylan Flynn with the ball down the near sideline to Lohman. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bacon for three. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It's picked up by Wells. Wells has got the rebound out of Bacon. Drives it down to the baseline. Sends it inside to Flynn. Shot is up there and in. Hastings now trailing in the ball game, 76-75. A minute and 29 seconds to play. Here comes Trevor Johnson with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Still 27 on the shot clock. They can take it down to about a minute to go here. 76-75. Prairie Wolves have a one-point lead over Hastings. Barnsley with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Barnsley gets the pass back. Now tries to the right side. That's a Bradley with the ball picked up by Bacon. Top of the key to Scheidel. Scheidel takes the handoff. Takes it down to the baseline. Shot is up there and in. Trent Scheidel banks one in off of the short baseline left side. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 78-75. Here's Flynn. Hastings is trailing in the ball game. Lohman at the top of the key. Lohman bounce pass inside to Flynn. Flynn puts it up there left-handed. His shot is up there. Dances around the rim and down the through hole it goes. And a timeout, Hastings. Dylan Flynn has now got 23 points in the ball game. A brand new season high there for Flynn. We've got a timeout with 49 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break. Nebraska Wesleyan 78, Hastings 77.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Well, another game going to the wire here this year for Hastings College. The men's basketball team, 78-77 is the score. Broncos looking for their 19th win of the season here tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. You just knew this ball game would go the entire 40 minutes here tonight based on the history between these two teams, especially in the last 5 years. Nothing has been decided in the last 3 years by 9 points or less. All the games have been decided by 9 points or less. Here's Wesleyan. They break the pressure with Bradley down the right sideline. Two on two back the other way, and Bradley won't take the break. Comes back out into the three-point territory. Hands the ball away to Barnsley. Barnsley to the near sideline. Now to Eric Jackson. 36 seconds left in the ball game. 21 seconds left on the game clock. Hastings needs to stop now defensively. Barnsley gets it out here to Eric Jackson. Jackson drilling just across the 10-second line. Jackson hands the ball away to Barnsley. Barnsley picked up there by Alex Thayer. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Barnsley dribbling the ball in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be up there and in. Barnsley gets the roll. It wanted to pop out of there, but did not. 80-77. Hastings down by three. 12 seconds to play. Bacon has got the ball. Bacon, not a woman. Out here in three-point territory to Flynn. Drives to the basket. Shot is up there and in. And a timeout's going to be called here by Hastings with 5.5 seconds to play. Hastings is down by a point. Dylan Flynn goes to the basket and scores as Nebraska Wesleyan had the three-point line all covered up there. Quick break here. Well, let's just keep it right here. It's going to be a quick 30-second break as Hastings College tries to come up with a defensive scheme here with 5.5 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a one-point lead over Hastings. It's 80-79 in men's college basketball action here tonight. Dylan Flynn is at a season-high 25 points in the basketball game for the Broncos. Brady Wollman is pitched in with 22 points, but the Broncos still find themselves down by 1 point here. 80-79 with 5.5 seconds to play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College has got 16 fouls, so any foul here would send Wesleyan to the free throw line for the 1-1. Hastings looking for a turnover back here in backcourt. Wollman is out there. Flynn is out there. Also Dane Bacon, Alex Thayer, and also Brent Wells for Hastings. So 5.5 seconds to play. Wesleyan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. And here comes Wesleyan out. Eric Jackson is going to inbound the ball here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos will have all five defenders back here in backcourt. 5.5 seconds to play. Eric Jackson will inbound the ball. He gets it into a Barnsley. He's going to be immediately fouled into play with 4.7 seconds to play. So Trey Barnsley will go to the free throw line. He has not been there tonight. He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. 80-79 is the score. So Barnsley will go to the free throw line with 4.7 seconds to play. This will be a 1-1 situation with a score at 80-79. Trey Barnsley looks up there. The shot is going to be good. He hits one of them. Barnsley will have another one. Now it's 81-79, so even a conversion here give Hastings a chance. Second one is up there. It's good. Now Hastings wants to call a timeout with 4.7 seconds to play. 4.7 seconds to play. Barnsley hits a couple of free throws to give Wesleyan a three-point lead. So we'll take a break with a score in Nebraska Wesleyan 82, Hastings College 79.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
I have 4.7 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings College is down by 3 points. Broncos obviously will be looking for a three-pointer coming up the floor here. Carson Bloom has been connecting on 48% of his three-pointers so far this year. Brady Lohman, a 48% three-point shooter. Dane Bacon at 38%. Jake Marvin is at 31%. Some of the best three-point shooters on the team there for Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan trailed by 12 in the first half. They trailed by 7 points at halftime. They have come storming back here in the second half to grab the lead, 82-79. Now Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. They'll have to come the length of the floor here. 82-79, Hastings down by three. It's going to be Dylan Flynn inbounding the ball back here. Hastings with four guys in the backcourt to get it into Brady Woolman. Crosses the 10-second line. Brady Woolman puts it up there. Shot to be blocked down, and that is the ball game. Trent Seidel gets a block on a three-pointer there by Brady Woolman, and the ball game is over as Nebraska Wesleyan comes back to beat Hastings College here tonight. And a stunning loss for the Broncos, the final score of 82-79. Trent Seidel blocks a three-point field goal attempt from Brady Woolman on a last-second desperation shot there. And the Broncos drop one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 82-79. We'll be back to recap this one for you after this.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
So a big loss for Hastings College here tonight as they drop one to Nebraska Wesleyan, final score of 82-79. The Broncos now 18-9 on the season. They go to 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nebraska Wesleyan now 11-12 on the season. They are 6-12. In the conference. Hastings College got out to a 12-point lead at halftime. The Broncos led at halftime, a 12-point lead in the first half at 22-10. Hastings leading by 7 at halftime, 40-33. Wesleyan came back to tie things up about 4 minutes into the second half at 48 points apiece. A seesaw battle as a Nebraska Wesleyan had as much as a 7-point lead there in the second half before Hastings came back to tie things up at 72 points apiece. And it came down to the final sections again, just like it has the last 5 minutes between these two teams. Trey Barsley went to the free throw line and hit a couple of free throws with 4.7 seconds to play to make it 82-79. Then Brady Lohman throws up a three-pointer. He didn't get it away as Trent Seidel got the block shot as the time expires. And Hastings College drops one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-79. Dylan Flynn led the way for the Broncos tonight, 25 points in the ball game. Brady Lohman had 22. Jake Marvin had 10, so three players score in double figures. We had Brent Wells score 5 tonight. Dane Bacon held to just 5 points. Zach Lena had 4. Carson Bloom had 4. Jake Hamburger had 4 for Hastings College. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they were led by Jonah Bradley as he scores 21 in the ball game tonight. Eric Jackson had 16. Trevor Johnson had 16 points. Trent Seidel comes up with 10, 9 for Tim Schweitzer, and 9 for Trey Barsley. 1 point in the ball game for Andrew Mittis. So it's Nebraska Wesleyan picking up a big win here tonight over Hastings College by 3, the final score of 82-79. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Nebraska Wesleyan comes to town and shocks Hastings here tonight, 82-79 in men's college basketball. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. In this men's ball game, Dylan Flynn, big night. He has season-high 25 points in the ball game. Brady Lohman had 22 points for the Broncos, and Jake Marvin contributed 10. All candidates for our Player of the Game on the men's side. For the Hastings College women, who picked up a win tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan, 67-40. The leading scorer in the ball game tonight was Cammy Breckman, as she scores 17 points in the contest. Melissa Thompson had a team-high 6 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Frankie Peterson also contributing 8 points. Brittany Wong had 8 points for Hastings College. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players in the game tonight for the Hastings College men will go with Dylan Flynn as he worked his fanny off inside. 25 points, a season high for him tonight. 11 out of 16 from the field. He was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Pulls down 7 rebounds. Had 1 on offense, 6 on defense, 7 total rebounds, 25 points in the ball game, 2 block shots, and 2 steals as Hastings College drops one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 82-79. And for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Cammy Breckman again leads the Broncos in scoring with 17 points in the basketball game. She was 7 out of 20 from the field tonight and 3 out of 10 from three-point range. Took a ton of shots, but got to 17 points on the board tonight. Pulls down 4 rebounds, scores the 17, had 1 block shot as she played 28 minutes in the ball game tonight for the Hastings College women. The Bronco women picking up a win 67-40 over Nebraska Wesleyan in the first game. Hastings College men dropping an 82-79 decision in the nightcap. So it'll be Dylan Flynn and Cammy Breckman, our players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coaches' post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Linfrail Arena tonight. Hastings College suffering an 82-79 loss to Nebraska Wesleyan tonight as head coach Lance Creech joins us in the post-game show. And Coach, I don't know where to start. I don't know how this one got away from us. Things going well in the first half, not so well in half number two.
Yeah, To me, you've got to credit what Nebraska Wesleyan did. I thought they came in and they weathered our early push and they did a really good job. Of their 14 turnovers, 10 or 11 had to be in the first 8 minutes of the game. You know, we jumped out early to a 10-point lead and it looked as if our mindset was that it was over, you know, and they were just going to fold. And I tried to explain to our guys that Nebraska Wesleyan is just too tough. I mean, they're mentally tough, they're physically tough, and they don't have an opportunity to give up, you know. And so I credit, you know, Coach Shuknick and his staff and those players. They did a heck of a job.
Again, an opposing team shoots, 62% in the second half, much like we saw the other night at Dort.
It's an epidemic, Mike. And again, I hate to say I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know what more to do. I think we probably watched more film than any team in the country, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm just puzzled. I mean, we're trying different things all the time. We're trying to get a better opportunity for our guys as far as nutrition, as far as pregame, as far as rest, as far as ice baths, as far as adjustments at half. We're everything that I've ever tried to do in 20 years of coaching is coming out in the second half of these games, and it's just nothing is working. So sometimes it's not the machine that's broke, it's the parts of the machine, and right now I think that's where we're at.
Teams just seem to get to the basket a little bit more in the second half against us for some reason.
Well, some reasons we can't guard, you know, and it's not a mystery. You know, it's not like this is an aberration. It's happened one time this year. We're just very uncommitted defenders right now and just very borderline embarrassed for our staff and for our kids, because I think we're a decent basketball team and we just can't find a way to get stops at crucial situations. So this was a tough one to swallow, because this is a game on paper we probably should have had. And I mean, this was an opportunity to really propel us here in these last few games to get something going.
That's just how fine a line we've got to be a great basketball team. We're a good basketball team now, but we can't seem to take things to the greatness level here.
No.
By playing good defense.
And I don't know, as silly as this is going to sound, it's almost like we're scared to be great, you know, and that sounds silly, but we just don't make great plays. You know, we just continue to almost, it's like we're content to be average or just a little bit above average. And sometimes we play that if we win 20 games this year, then we're going to be satisfied. And we had a nice year and we did it without our best player and all that kind of stuff that, you know, sometimes you can just see the body language of our team. And it's disturbing, because I think we're really close to being a great team if things fall in line.
Dylan Flynn had a good night tonight. His season high, 25 points for him.
That was great to see. You know, that was one of our biggest emphases. So I guess we did something on the positive note that we could get Dylan some quality touches. I thought our guards did a pretty good job of getting him the basketball and in good situations. But Dylan was just better because his shoulders were going to the rim. And the last probably three or four games, His shoulders are pulling away from the rim. Everything is short. He doesn't. When you do that, you're not going to have an opportunity to get to the foul line. And, you know, I thought he was a little bit better at getting himself to the foul line as far as attempts anyway. And so all in all, it was a good night for Dylan at least.
Dane Bacon had a rare, not so good night tonight.
Yeah, and it wasn't just on shooting it, you know. And as we watched film, I think, I don't know if he was confused with their scheme. Nebraska Wesleyan's won the same stuff for 20 years, so I don't know how we could be confused, because it wasn't from lack of scouting or preparation, but it's just a tough night for Dane, and sometimes players have those, you know, and a lot of times, especially when you're a shooter and a scorer, if it doesn't go well, sometimes it affects other aspects of your game. So I hope it's just a quick slump that he's in, and we'll move along.
So now we kind of backed ourselves into a corner here with three games to play, didn't we?
Yeah, we're in a must-win situation now. You know, we don't have an opportunity to take a night off, especially take a possession off. So we got some work to do, and we got very limited time to do it.
See you Saturday.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Creech, head coach for Hastings College. And we'll take one final break, come back and check the scoreboard as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
And we're back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College again dropping one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's check the GPAC scoreboard for you. In the women's side of things tonight, it was Hastings College winners over Nebraska Wesleyan 67-40. Northwestern rolls past Mount Marty tonight 80-54. Midland over Doan 75-73. The Tigers are still winless in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. It was Dort tonight getting by Dakota Wesleyan 60-59. And Briarcliff over Concordia by the score of 89-80. On the men's side of the scoreboard here tonight in the GPAC, Hastings College again losing to Nebraska Wesleyan 82-79. It was Northwestern rolling past Mount Marty 84-60. We will see the Lancers on Saturday afternoon. This one just in, Midland tonight beat Doan by 1 point, 68-67 in Fremont. It was Dort winners at home tonight over Dakota Wesleyan 79-69. And Briarcliff got by Concordia by the score of 72-68. So Hastings College men dropping one here tonight to Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings falling to 18-9 in the season, now 9-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will take on Mount Marty on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. It'll be a 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock start for the women's and men's games respectively, on the air with a pregame show at 1:45. On Saturday afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. That'll wrap things up from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.